tradie and you're good at karaoke, call us now for tradie-oke.
In the meantime, as FIFA recovers...
Did you get a little run-up? Did you run down?
Do you know what? I just got a glimpse of myself as I was waddling to the toilet. And I don't mind if for the rest of this pregnancy you guys call me Little Dumpling.
Oh,
I love dumplings.
I look like a dumpling.
I love a ginger prawn.
Like a little squat dumpling.
Ooh.
All juicy in the middle.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Ginger prawn are the best. This little glaze of ginger.
So I'm not really feeling very well. Now we have tradies, your time to shine. Performing your little hearts out. We've got a field technician, Sean from Mount Waverley. Hey, Sean.
Sean, you're on the line with Dumpling.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Sean. Oh, Sean, this is so refreshing. We don't have many female tradies call through, so thank you.
That is okay.
And I love this. Sean, you are about to perform an absolute classic from Etta James, At Last.
At Last. We'll just play it first for those unfamiliar.
You might hear this at weddings.
Oh.
Beautiful.
My love. In 1960.
Beautiful song.
Beautiful. It gets reimagined, though. I think it's from the 40s, even.
40.
My lonely days ago.
What a song. Faith, please don't.
I'm so looking forward to this, Sean. It's going to be hard for me not to join in, but good luck. Off you go.
Pop it, mic down.
And as my love is coming along, my lonely days are over. You are mine, Ellen.
Oh, Sean!
Wow!
Wow, Sean! That's incredible.
That was unbelievable. Are you a tradie? Are you sure? I'm not a professional singer.
I do music. I do sing in the studio.
Oh, here we go.
But I am a tradie.
That's okay. That's okay. You can be a singer and a tradie. Yeah, don't worry about that.
Well, you know what, though? If I was a singer, I would sneak onto this segment because we don't ask for any credentials. You could pretend to be anyone.
Yeah, you could be anyone.
But, Sean, that was outstanding. Now, Jack, a roof tiler from Craigieburn. G'day, Jack.
How you going?
Good. Jack, now you're going to perform. I mean, we've become familiar with this guy. He's very talented, Lewis Capaldi. His song Bruises. Can we have a listen by it?
There must be something in the water.
Gee, people are taking on big songs today.
Every day it's getting colder.
Great voice.
Oh.
And if only I could hold you.
Oh, yeah.
You'd keep my head from going under.
Good. Nice.
You'd want to be a good singer, though.
I don't think I've ever heard this song.
It's one of his other favorites.
We heard one of his songs and you thought it was a dirge. It was pretty low.
Okay.
Anyway, good luck, Jack.
Lewis.
Off
Capaldi.
You go with some Lewis Capaldi.
There must be something in the water, because every day it's getting colder. And if only I could hold you, you'd keep my head from going under.
Jack!
They're short and sweet today.
good work.
Well played. That's Jack there. Now
we don't know.
Both of those songs are very challenging, but not this one. This next one is quite sacrosanct. I mean, this is. I don't think anyone should try to sing this song.
Oh, I just want to say his name, Giovanni, a ground engineer from Ormond. How are you, Giovanni?
Good, thank you.
I love your name.
Giovanni.
I'm popping that down for a boy. Giovanni. I don't reckon I can pull it off, though.
Giovanni
really...
Box.
Giovanni,
no, yeah,
you're going to sing a great song. I mean, everyone will be familiar with this one. Who couldn't love John Lennon's Imagine?
All the people living life in peace.
You're sort of singing on behalf of the planet, though. I mean, it's a...
Wasn't that man taken too soon? John
Lennon.
Yes,
he was.
What a
tragic
song.
That's a sad story.
That's a sad story.
Giovanni, good luck.
It's a sad song.
Everything about that is really sad.
We're looking forward to this, Giovanni. Off you go with Imagine.
Imagine all the people living for today. Ooh. You may say that I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us and the world will be as one.
Oh, Giovanni. Look, I got to say this, Fev, you're going to pick the winner. I think you were so good, Giovanni. You should apply for The Voice. Oh. Like, you're really super talented.
Just be careful you don't, if people aren't ready.
Pick Boy George, because no one's
ready.
Picking him.
I don't think he's
really fun.
That was a beautiful singing, Giovanni.
You really liked it, didn't you?
No, it was very good.
I just thought he was incredibly talented.
It just didn't hit me.
Okay.
For a ground engineer.
It's a great song, but it just, you know.
It's just my feedback.
I had my head down at the start.
Yeah.
And then I heard Sean's voice.
Yeah.
And she was amazing.
Oh,
like, I lifted my head and went, wow. I wanted more.
Wow.
I actually wanted more.
Okay.
Because it was only short. She wins.
Well played, Sean.
Well done, Sean.
Yeah. Well done, legend.
I mean, as a trained singer, you'd want to have done well.
Yeah.
Like, that's...
Well, that, hey, it doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't. And it's a great prize,
technically,
too.
If Guy Sebastian was also a plumber, he could call
through and win. Yeah. You're right.
So there's a loophole there.
Absolutely.
Anyway, well done. You've won yourself some tradie underwear as well, Sean. So congratulations on that.
Brilliant.
They have a whole, of shorts, mate.
Whole range of different products there, including the new tradie baby zippers made tiny tough. $250 worth of tradie underwear has gone to Sean.
101.9
The Fox.
Of course, it's Tuesday, which means
Hughesy
Tuesday.
It's
great to be here, guys. I am pumped up. Absolutely. 100% pumped up.
I hope you're more pumped up than you were last night.
Can we... we've got so much to talk about. Just quickly, for anyone who missed it, what a massive show on Hughesy and Kate last night, to find out that Kate surprised you, Hughesy. She's in the country. You thought she was in her studio in Bologna, and then suddenly she's in the studio with you. What a great radio moment.
Well, yeah. Well, so, I mean, she's on Skype generally, so I just look at her on the screen. And yesterday afternoon, about a little bit into the show, she said, "I'm going to the toilet." Said, "Sure, go to the toilet. Off you go." And then she didn't come back, and so I'm having to start the next break without her, thinking she'd, you know, something had gone wrong in the toilet. But she's trying to get out of her cat suit or something. So, and then I turn around, and she's right there beside me.
Amazing.
And, yes, it was amazing. And I know Feb,
you didn't look very surprised. And I know she's only been away for a couple of months, so they could have held off there a little bit. Well, but you just looked at her and went, "Oh, hi."
Look, as we've discussed off air, if I had known about the surprise, I could have pretended to be more surprised. Probably if they had told me about it before, I could have really overacted. But I was probably in a bit of shock. And then I'm like, how do you react? It's hard to know. It's like, you know, when you meet someone at the airport you haven't seen for a while, it's hard to know. How hard do you go, you know? And
it depends how much you like
Hughesy,
them.
No, I'm defending you, Hughesy. Judging someone on how they act surprised is really harsh because they've got absolutely no prep time. You've got no... Yeah, yes. That is harsh to say. He didn't act surprised well.
And we're not actually a couple either. So I mean, if it was, you know, your girlfriend, you go in for the pash. But what do I do? We're kind of friendship. I mean, you know, I could have probably stuck my tongue down her throat, but I mean, I'd be happy.
Now, Hughesy, something else we do want to bring up, because Fev mentioned to Byron and I before, he goes, "Oh, I had a blue with Hughesy on our WhatsApp group last night." Mm. And we went, whoa, let's wait till Hughesy gets in. Don't want to hear your side of the story until we can get both sides of the story.
Someone else blew up.
Is this your Carlton WhatsApp group? Yeah. The Carlton fans WhatsApp group?
It's not going well at the moment, the Carlton WhatsApp.
What are you guys on the bottom of the ladder bickering about?
Look, the fact is, one of our former captain, Mark Murphy, got injured on the weekend against the Giants, and we lost the game by 1,000,000 points. But and there was no need for this. And their ruckman, Mummy, Big Mummy, who's one of the biggest units in
old
the
sausage.
AFL. Yeah, he's a nice guy, but Big Mummy drove his knees into our former captain's. He did.
Oh, David.
He did. And our guy's got broken ribs and won't be playing for a month.
Yeah, but that's football.
And Big Mummy gets to play next week. You know, I don't think Big Mummy should get to play. Actually, Big Mummy should have a couple of weeks off.
I think that, Hughesy, mate, I've played the game. And
he's pulled that card.
In the country leagues. And if you had a player that went in like Mummy, you'd be rapped with him, wouldn't you?
No, mate, I would say to my other... If it was on my team, I would, but if I was on the opposition team, I'd say that Big Mummy's going down.
He's
going to take seven of us to do it, but we're going to get Big Mummy.
He showed physicality. He got in with a fair hit. Didn't get...
That's not a fair hit, mate. Well, he needed in the
ribs. Did he get reported? No, he didn't.
No, because the umpires are...
I will give you an example. You look at someone like Gaff, who turned around and belted that bloke and broke his jaw. He's going to miss the same amount of time as Mark Murphy is. That was illegal, and he hit him, yes?
Yes, he punched him.
Mummy went in for the ball, and because he's
mummy,
so big...
Mummy, the ball was gone, Fev.
No,
mummy,
it's
mummy
football. It's
ribbies.
Called collisions. If half the bloody Carlton players did what Mummy did, we might be half friggin' good.
We are the baby blues. 101.9
The Fox.
Now, Fev, we consider ourselves a local show. We're born and bred Melbourne.
Yes,
you and
we
I
are.
Particularly. Byron's a ringing from
That's
Sydney.
Not, surely 10 years is sufficient.
Well, this city's in our blood.
Okay.
We were born into it.
I love it.
Yep.
Like our predecessors, well, they came from other places. But,
we're Victorians.
We were born here.
Victorian. I'm a Victorian.
No,
yeah. Anyway, we need to save and protect everything that is local. We fight for local things.
Well,
remember when we tried to save Festival Hall?
Yep.
Dracula's, the theatre restaurant in Melbourne that's now a massive Chinese apartment building.
And we went to the wrong venue.
Yeah, we did. We thought it was Hunchbacks.
Also, Festival Hall requested that Fee stop talking about it and issued her with a cease and desist.
Well, do you know what I love about that? Apparently, Melbourne City, the town planners, they said, no, you can't knock it down.
Yeah. So we won.
In some ways, you saved it.
Exactly. You wanted me to stay out of it. Maybe I'll get involved next time and you might get what you want. We tried to save the Chadstone Bowls. Remember the dear ladies?
Yeah, they got bulldozed. It's okay.
No, what happened? It just happened like last week.
Yeah, no, I think they're gone.
Ooh.
I think they're gone.
I saw them again.
It's the lady that sung Beyonce, wasn't it?
The shark. Remember the giant shark down at Phillip Island? Bass on the way to Phillip Island.
That got a home. I think they did find a home.
Yeah, we found it.
I don't know that you were part of it.
And then what about the tram restaurant? I'm a bit worried. I won't lie. Where is that at?
I think it's
cool.
Haven't seen it.
We were trying to save it.
You were very passionate at the time.
The iconic Melbourne tram car. It's been derailed. It's failed a safety assessment. And there is a suggestion it may not come back. Well, no, we are fighting for it. We are not letting the Melbourne tram car restaurant go. It's an iconic part of this city. And we fight for things in this city when they're under threat.
Right. Never seen it since.
I won't lie. We forgot about that one. We've let the ball drop.
Yeah.
We haven't followed up.
It's derailed.
We've got to bring back that tram restaurant. Anyway, guys, another thing to be saved.
No.
A 300-year-old river gum red gum. That's a 300-year-old tree.
Yep.
In Bulleen, wonderful suburb of Bulleen, where I frequent Bulleen quite often. I'm not familiar with this tree. Anyway,
it's a really old one.
Just on Monday, it was named the 2019 Tree of the Year.
Yes.
Oh, what an award.
I didn't even know that was an award win.
They just made it up, I think, Boxy, to try save it.
Ah.
It's part of the process of saving the
what
tree.
What were the other tree nominees?
I should just point out, though, the problem is the North East Link project is going to just go right through it.
I want to save this.
I love that you want to save it because they want to knock the tree down for the North East Link. Sorry.
Yeah. So I'd rather sit in traffic. 300 years old.
300-year-old gum. That gum's done nothing to anybody.
No, and it's been there for a lot longer than Byron. It's close.
Oh yeah, another age gag. Even during a tree rave.
It's been there longer than us. Poor tree. How do we save it? That North East Link, that's up and running. How do we save the tree, Fev?
Well, I could chain myself to it. They're not going to knock me down, are they? Maybe.
I just never saw you as one of a tree hugger. Like, it sort of goes against all your politics.
Yeah, I know, but it's just so...
You didn't even want to use those reusable bags. You were ropeable.
You have to move to Fitzroy if you want to start chaining yourself to trees.
But ever since that koala rave where the koalas are dying, I've changed.
I know. You're on nature.
Yeah,
nature.
I've been buying the koala eye care toilet paper.
Yep.
I even took bags to the shopping centre yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Theory. Something's happened.
That's great.
Yes. I don't want this tree knocked down. I want to help save.
Well, can I leave this one with you?
Yeah.
101.9 The Fox.
I was really, really nervous yesterday, Fev, because I've had some dental concerns. So being heavily pregnant, knowing that I'm about to have a baby, and also knowing that pregnant women are susceptible to gum disease and your teeth for some, I think the baby strips
takes it all.
Goodness, all your calcium, all your enamel, all your
holes in your teeth, and
I've been
sorts
having a bit of sore gums, and every time I was drinking something sweet or cold, it was shooting up. So I had to book in my dentist appointment, and I was really nervous. And I realized why I was nervous, because when I got in there, I was reminded I hadn't been there since 2017.
That's not that long. That's all right.
Before this little couple of years off, I was pretty regular, 6 to 12 monthly.
Great.
Really?
I got a pretty good track record with my teeth. And anyway, I had to get them cleaned, and just a shout out to Lucy, the dental hygienist, who is amazing. She didn't hurt me. My gum was all infected. She was brilliant.
Did you happy gas it?
No. And she even said she offered me I can't have the gas because I'm pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
But there is an injection I could have got to lessen the pain. But she was so good. I can't recommend her more highly. And then Paul, my dentist, came in and he had a quick look. And Fev, you know when, because they speak a different language when you're lying there with your mouth open, because he was relaying to Lucy all the, he goes the through terms, and checks all the teeth. But all I kept hearing was, a watch on that one, a watch on that one.
What do they say, the A2 and the...
There's a lot of numbers and letters.
And this. And he was just like getting her to, he was basically highlighting lots of teeth that there were concerns over.
Went for a long
over.
Time.
And then he took off his goggles. I think it's goggles, isn't it? Glasses.
Well, he's not a swimmer, but there's some sort of thing.
He said to me, he looked at me, Fev. Now you know me very well, and you've got
great teeth.
You've watched me through these 8 months of pregnancy. He said to me, "So Fifi, is there any reason? Like, would you be having a lot more sugar in the last year?"
Obviously, doesn't listen to the show.
So it was like a confessional, and I had said, "Paul, I won't lie. I do drink a can of Coke for breakfast and a bowl of Cocoa Pops every morning." And he's like, "Are you using straws?"
No.
I've pretty much had carbonated soft drinks for 8 months. And because prior to this, he's just said to me, I pretty much need 5 fillings. Prior to that, I hadn't had any fillings.
Wow.
What have I done to my teeth through this pregnancy? You should have been looking out for me.
What more do you want me to do?
I didn't know that Coke would deteriorate my teeth that quickly.
It's like having a whole bowl of sugar.
Yeah, but the thing is, I did say, I brush them morning and night, that but apparently sugar's really corrosive.
It doesn't matter. You must have listened, because when you walked in this morning, you sat on the couch and went, had a can of Coke this morning.
Okay, look, these habits are going to take a while to get rid of.
101.9 The Fox.
A big day in the world of television yesterday with the Game of Thrones final episode. Don't worry, we are not a spoiler show. We're not even going to talk about it in any detail. But I'm just bringing that up because you had, I'd say, half of the community excited, pumped, and then half who don't care. And what I love about that, though, Fev, is though in a relationship, and for instance, Leon Sjergren, I didn't even ask permission. Am I allowed to talk about this? So Leon's boyfriend, Ian, right into Game of Thrones, loves it. Leon refuses to watch it.
Ooh.
So... And I ended up, in fact, last night, I sent Leon a message about it, and I said, "No, you don't watch it, but..." And then I ended up asking Leon to hand his phone over to Ian, his boyfriend, and then Ian and I were chatting on Leon's phone and breaking it all down. And
why don't you just call Ian directly?
Well, I've often said I think Ian and I'd be better in a relationship sometimes, and we've just got more in common.
You're very well suited.
And he's a lovely Scot. So anyway, it's an interesting one, because you can have deal breakers in relationships. Like, it made me think and realise, and I remember one of my relationships, a conversation where I knew that we probably weren't going to make it. Now, Fev, you're going to be surprised by this, because there's lots of very serious issues that can come up in a relationship that mean this probably won't work out. But when I was talking to this particular boyfriend at the time, Byron, put your phone on silent.
And
wow, 20 years in the business.
This particular boyfriend, I was talking about, I just said, how brilliant is Robin Williams as an actor and a performer? And he said, "I don't rate him."
Oh.
Now, this depends, Robin Williams, I'm not even, I wouldn't say he's my favourite actor, but I love him. Well, I loved him because he passed away, and that was very sad. But that man, like him or hate him, how could you not respect he's a performing genius?
Yeah.
Like,
remember when his boobs caught on fire, Mrs. Doubtfire?
Oh, it's great.
What a great movie.
I mean, have we got a little bit of Robin to really, can I hear him as Aladdin maybe,
Jumanji?
Byron?
Why? 10,000 years will give you such a crick in the neck.
See, good luck, Will Smith, following that up, because that is, how do you, but do you know what I mean? Like, you, I can see you could find him annoying, but you can't, this is the fight that my boyfriend and I had at the time.
It's to say he has no talent, it's just untrue.
It's actually stupid. And I realised, I looked
so
at this boyfriend.
So you broke up after that?
Well, no, there were other reasons, but it was, I just thought, we're not going to have a long future if you don't respect that Robin Williams is a good actor. And I thought, you know, maybe 13, 10, 60. People have had similar moments, or you've got deal breakers in a relationship over a TV show or a movie.
I reckon, if you're a girl and you don't understand the UK office, if you don't think that's funny, that we have no chance.
It's pretty funny.
See, I agree with you. If somebody doesn't like British comedy, I go, no. I don't think we're going to make this. And more importantly, if somebody's genuinely broken up or got issues in their relationship because of Game of Thrones... Because I get that. I'd be frustrated by a partner who just wouldn't watch it.
Yeah, my brother, Jace rang me on the way home about 9 o'clock last night, and he's been in Brisbane, rat killing in Brisbane, because they got those big ones. Remember those big ones?
Those big rats
over there that the $6 million got spent to kill them. Jace was over there. Mm. Anyway, come back. He said, oh, I'm on my way home to watch Game of Thrones with Megan. She's waited all day. We're going to watch it together when we get home. And I hadn't watched it, but I made up all this stuff.
Of course you would.
Filthy. But I used to watch Home and Away a lot. I loved Home and Away. And Alex and I have been through a lot in our relationship, and we've managed to stay together. She said, that's got to stop.
I've never respected Alex more.
13, 10, 60 with your movie or TV deal breakers. This is The Fox.
Out of everything that we've done, Home and Away.
101.9. The Fox. The Fox.
Sometimes you can really like someone, the relationship can be going well, and then you just don't see eye to eye on something, like maybe Game of Thrones. one member of the partnership is addicted, the other couldn't care less. And it sounds petty, and it is, but sometimes you just think to yourself, if you can't like that, how are we going to be compatible in the future? And maybe you've ended a relationship, or you've it's been a real deal breaker for you. Now, Patty from Parkdale. Hi, Patty.
Hi.
Patty, have you found yourself in a situation where a movie maybe or a TV show has been a deal breaker?
Yeah, well, I was dating someone who was 19 years younger, and we went to see the Get Smart movie, and I thought it was hilarious because I grew up watching Get Smart and my family quoted it all the time.
Yeah.
And she didn't get any of it.
So, Patty, was that for you?
A generation barrier there.
Well, gaps are a problem for that reason. I mean, Byron, you stumble into that all the time.
I was waiting for that.
Now, Patty, did you break up then, or did you just realise?
No, I just realised this isn't going to work because we're just not speaking the same language. I mean,
done.
Actually, we should bring Get Smart back for the millennials. They'd love that.
Get Smart.
I used to love that show, and right at the end and the start when all the prison doors shut.
Yeah.
Can
you get that music quickly?
I did have a search for it, but I only have a thing that partially has Get Smart in it.
Can we hear what it happens?
Well, it just says, I don't know what this says. It says CT run-ins Get Smart.
Just see what happens.
Well, it could be from, I think it's a Carrie and Tommy thing.
Oh.
CT.
Oh, they steal all that stuff.
I don't know what's on here, but it says Get Smart. This is very risky at 2 to 8.
I can't wait.
This could be completely wrong, and I never make mistakes. Okay. So here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the actual logo. Not the logo, the jingle.
Well done.
Wow.
That's it.
There we go.
That takes you back, doesn't it?
Remember when he used to answer the phone with his shoe?
Yeah.
Where's that
going? Was great.
101.9.
The Fox.
The Fox.
Single moms, this is the party for you. Fifi wants all of their dreams to come true. Melbourne, let's spoil them. Treat them like angels. Massages and facials. Flowers and cuddles. Single moms, this is the party for you.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. It's our single mum's baby shower.
Hey, own it. It's Fifi's single mum's baby shower.
Well, I am a single mum, and Fev, you did say, can
Let's
I just throw
party.
You a little party
baby shower?
Baby shower? And I said only if it is to celebrate all the other single women who are pregnant at the moment and for various reasons, and we've heard some really
touching,
heartbreaking stories of why women are pregnant on their own. Then there are lots of women like myself who have chosen to be pregnant on their own, and that's a path that we've consciously decided to go on. But it can be tough. It can be tough going through a pregnancy by yourself, and even being to broaden it, just being a single mum can be difficult. And we have lots of single mums in Melbourne. In fact, you've got a great stat, Fev.
283,000 in Melbourne.
Your research is...
It's all census data, which is extraordinary.
Leon told me via the phone.
Anyway,
but I'll claim it.
We do. Single mums do a great job. You may be the child of a single mum. You may be a single mum. You may have a friend who's a great single mum. And we've said, come to our party. So we've got people who've nominated, who've contacted us. You can head to our Facebook page. You can head to our website, fox.com.au. We've got a mum on the line, Virginia from Balnarring. Hi, Virginia.
Hello, Fifi.
Now, Virginia, you've nominated or you've contacted us because you'd love your daughter to come and join us for our single mum's baby shower.
I think it would be a lovely, lovely thing for her to do too. You have been so generous and kind in agreeing to share a baby shower with all those single mums, and I think Olivia would have a lovely time there meeting other women that she can relate to, and for a short time being lighthearted and free and not having Play-Doh or crayons inside, just having a good time with other people for a couple of hours would be fantastic.
Now, Virginia, can you tell us a little bit about your daughter Olivia and what she's been through and how she's going? Because she's got two beautiful children, hasn't she, Finn and Piper?
She has indeed. Olivia was widowed 2 years ago. And at that time, her daughter was 2.5 and her son was 4 months old. And she was totally unprepared for what happened, as we all were. And for a long time, we just thought Olivia was drowning and we couldn't save her. But like mums do, they gather themselves together and they pull through and they carry on day after day. And it's the work that all single mums do day after day that really needs celebrating, because it goes unnoticed for a lot of the time and it's often difficult, exhausting, it's tedious and very lonely at times, and they can get lost in that and they don't get the chance to just be themselves. So a celebration like you're suggesting is wonderful for those women, that they get a chance to just be women and not mums.
Virginia,
even though they're celebrating motherhood.
That is so beautifully said, and Liv is so lucky to have you as a mum. You've brought me to tears. Virginia, yeah. We've got your beautiful daughter on the line. Hi, Liv.
Hi, Susie. How are you?
I'm really well. How amazing is your mum?
She's the best. I couldn't live without her.
Oh, Liv, I mean, this is your journey, and you're on your own now with a 4-year-old and a 2.5-year-old. We would love nothing more than for you to join us for our single mum's baby shower. Are you free? Can you come?
Oh, I'm there. I'd love to. That really means a lot. Things are going better, and in the last couple of weeks it's all imploded, so something nice like this would be great. So thank you.
Virginia, you're babysitting.
Oh, yeah. I'd be happy to have those chirps for one more day. That would be wonderful. Thank you so much. You've put magic into my day. Thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much for contacting us, Virginia. Liv, we can't wait to see you, meet you, celebrate you. And this is all, Virginia, you said it so beautifully, I think better than I've ever said it. We are celebrating single mums, and we can't wait to have you at our
big
show.
Because it does go unnoticed, doesn't it? Mums just do what mums have to do. They just get through, and it's that was beautiful, Virginia.
Particularly on your journey, Liv.
Virginia might be. We should get her in as a co-host just to explain. I mean, she did it that well. She did it better than...
You could be our spokesperson, Virginia.
She's done it better than I've done it.
Unbelievable. Fox.com.au, of course, that's where you go if you know a single mum who should come along and be part of this beautiful, very special event, or if you have a business and you want to contribute, fox.com.au.
101.9 The Fox.
I need to point out I'm in a studio with two men who have not watched this season of Game of Thrones, and it's killing me. Now, I want to point out, anyone listening, do not panic. I'm not going to say anything. There is no spoilers here. Fev, the problem is I hate spoilers more than anyone, and I still haven't watched the final series of Lost.
They're still Lost.
No, don't. I'll eventually watch.
Don't spoil that.
I'll eventually watch the final series, but I'll never spoil anything for anyone. So anyone listening right now, don't worry. I'm not even going to go near what's happened on Game of Thrones.
Well, how are you going to talk about
that? How's this going to work?
Because what's happening is I need to vent.
Careful.
And I'm frustrated. But it's tough because I can't even, because Fev, you haven't seen it yet.
No, I haven't. I don't know why you brought this up.
You're putting me in this really tough situation.
No, I haven't.
Even when the microphones are off, I want to have a chat with you about what happened in the final episode.
Ring Ian.
Well, yeah, it's Leon, our executive producer, his boyfriend Ian.
Ring him.
I was so frustrated last night that I messaged Leon and asked if he could pass his phone to his boyfriend Ian so I could talk about my frustration.
I guess we can't say what you said to Ian because then it would spoil everything.
What do you want to say?
Well,
did the big fat guy die?
What? Who's that?
The big guy.
Hordor?
The big guy that was Jon Snow's mate.
Answer that, obviously.
Is he alive still?
Do you mean Sam?
Yeah, he's really
nice. I'm not commenting on anything. I will not give anything away.
Then what are we doing?
Don't know. It's really hard.
101.9 The Fox.
I think we all know that knowing rich people sometimes has its benefits. And here's a great example of that. So picture this. There are nearly 400 students who are graduating from Morehouse College over in the United States. They're all in their caps and gowns to pay for college over in the States.
Very expensive.
Because you have to pay up front, and it is a lot of money. So they're probably hexed to their eyeballs.
Just ask a desperate housewife, Mum.
Which one?
The one that paid extra.
What? Oh, you mean Felicity Huffman. Yeah. You're right. The one that bribed, allegedly bribed. No, she pleaded guilty. I can say that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you're standing there. You got your cap and gown. You're graduating. But you know you're in debt for the rest of your life. So not as much fun.
What are we having? A hex?
Hex, yeah.
Yeah, we have hex. We pay it off. Yeah. Anyway, they're standing there in their caps and gowns. And this guy gets up on stage. And he's the commencement speaker. And he starts talking. Now, he happens to be a billionaire. So his name's Robert F. Smith. Can we just play the audio? This is him on stage talking to these students who are graduating, and then he has a little surprise for them.
This is my class, 2019. And my family is making a grant to eliminate their student loans.
That was the grab.
So he has given them all their education for free.
Paid for it all.
Is that not amazing?
Unbelievable.
So there are 396 students, and he's basically said to them, I am paying for your all your tuition. It's all paid for. I'm covering it. It's all on me.
I would have liked to hear the crowd react there because it was obviously a phenomenal offer.
They were shocked. They were like, at the start, it was pretty much silence, and then they all looked at each other and were like, Did he just say what I think he said? And then they all started going nuts. It was unbelievable.
I bet their reaction was incredible.
I was cooking dinner and I got really emotional. I'm like, oh my God. It was amazing.
Well, and that's the thing, and it's funny because these, you know, they didn't expect that. But it did make me think about, you know, when you're you've got a rich friend.
Yeah. Byron should talk.
13, no, I do. When I go to Nobu with Fev.
13, 10, 60.
He often pays.
We'd love to hear from people who, like, for instance, here's something. When I was at school, Fev, there was a girl in my class and she was the best. Her name was Celeste. And you just knew if you went to Celeste's house for a play date or a sleepover, it was going to be awesome because they had lots of money. And so you were getting like awesome
food. Good house, good food.
You were getting like, you go to the movies, you get stuff for
free. Birthday parties.
Well, birthday party. You wouldn't not have Celeste at your birthday party because I knew that if Celeste came, I'd get a really good gift.
It's blatant, it's blatant.
But
I used to be the same boxy when I was in year 12 because I'd been drafted the year before. So I got paid, like, you're 12, you're working at Macca's, and I was getting, like, I don't know, $7-$8 an hour or something at McDonald's. But then I got drafted, and my first contract was, like, $23,000. That was, what, 1999?
Yeah.
Man, I was the king of the canteen. Everyone wanted to be my mate because I'd just be shouting everyone donuts and big.
You were the rich friend.
Yeah, I was a rich friend. I lost it all. But it was fun.
13, 10, 60. Do you have a rich friend? And what are the perks? What are you getting from that?
Oh, that's great. 13, 10, 60.
That's, I was going to say, I've got, I won't name the person, but I've got a friend who's got a really rich friend and he gets to go on free holidays. Like,
that's fun.
Just, I'll come. Here's okay, yeah.
I got heaps of good presents for when Toby was born, and one of my really rich friends brought a really good present.
Who's that?
You. Good present.
I bought some nice clothes.
Yeah, really good clothes.
It was
clothes.
Pretty expensive.
What did you get me? Oh, no.
There's a pair of Converse that are cool little kicks.
Oh, that's right.
Well, was that not good enough?
Yeah, that was good.
Oh, sorry, I didn't realise it was a competition.
Nice a competition.
13, 10, 60.
101.9. The Fox. The Fox.
Great vision, a video that went viral yesterday. A billionaire turned up to congratulate some college graduates, about 400 of them. They're all standing there waiting to graduate, and then he said to them, guess what? All your tuition fees are paid for. I'm paying for every single one of you here. And we're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars per person. That's just millions of dollars. He's just said, I'm paying for all your tuition.
He said in his speech, because he attended the school and all his relatives and all his siblings and all his kids attended the school, and he just loved the school so much. Yeah. Gee, she'd love a billionaire friend.
Oh, see, I don't have a billionaire friend. We were just saying, when you were growing up, there were sort of kids in the class, you'd go, I want them to come to my party because you get a good gift.
Oh, yeah.
There are perks to having rich friends. We're not advocating that. Don't become friends with someone just because they've got money. We're just saying if they happen to be, enjoy the perks.
Sure.
We've got Laura from Geelong. Hi, Laura.
Hey, guys. How are you going?
Good, Laura. Laura, have you benefited from having rich friends?
Yeah. So my best friend, her family lives in Singapore. So I went with her and we were over there, and her family knows that I'm not a great flyer. Get a bit anxious. So anyway, obviously while we're there, her family just paid for everything. Like, as much as I tried to say, like, no, it's fine, like, I can pay for my own dinner and stuff, they just insisted. We went to, like, Marina Bay Sands and had dinner and all that sort of stuff, and they paid, and it was just amazing. But anyway, we were ready to fly home, like, in a couple of days, and we're out shopping for, like, genie pants, the really comfy pants to fly home. And they're kind of looking at us like her parents, and they're like, guys, you can't buy them. Like, you just can't. We were like, oh, okay, all right, well, we're not wearing them on the flight home. And they're like, oh, well, there's a reason. We've upgraded your ticket, so you're in business class. You can't wear them.
I think they've got their own pyjamas in there, do they, Boxy?
That's why,
I think you can get business class pyjamas. Wow. Whoa. See, that's what you want. I mean, a rich friend that upgrades you to business. Now we're talking.
One of the great stories I read back a couple of years ago was George Clooney, Boxy.
Yeah.
And he, when he sold his vodka for like $1 billion or something, he had a big party at his house for all his school friends that he still mates with.
Yeah.
And then as they left, there was a briefcase for each of them, which had $1 million in it.
Oh, really?
And he gave them all $1 million each.
How do you get to be friends with someone like that?
Good friend.
I want to be friends
Imagine
with
when you're at school and you go, oh, he's a bit of a nerd, I don't want to be friends with him. And then, like, 20 years later, he's giving him $1 million.
Gus Warland would do well out of Hugh Jackman, wouldn't he?
I reckon he gets a lot of invites. Gus is a mate of mine. He's friends with Hugh Jackman. Hugh Jackman lives in the same apartment block as Calvin Klein. So he tends to pop over to Calvin's place.
Not as good as Tradie Oakey underwear, though, is it?
Tradie underwear is outstanding.
Gail from Hoppers Crossing. Hi, Gail.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Gail, have you benefited from having a rich friend?
I have abundantly. She just shout have asked for my birthday in March. Just gone to Bali.
Oh, and what a great friend.
And last year she took me to my sister's 30th in Christchurch.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
I know. And just in January, she won 100K off another station.
Oh,
and she gave me $2,000 of it.
Well, get out! Hang on. Yeah. Is your friend just getting rich from radio show competition?
No, actually, she's just self-made. She's worked from 3 jobs and everything. She just really worked hard and saved.
That's interesting.
And you want to hear the kicker? in August, we're going to Kuala Lumpur and Singapore.
Oh, wow.
There we go. Does she have any idea what the secret sound is?
No, she can't call.
Hey, Boxy.
Let's bar that phone.
Just a quick one. I had a really rich friend who's no longer with us, but we were going to Malaysia as a leadership group.
Yeah.
And they were trying to organise flights, and Mr. Dick Pratt walked in and said, what are you organising flights for? I got a jet.
Oh.
Yes. So we all flew over. Seven of us on his private jet to Malaysia.
That's crazy.
Wow, that was unbelievable.
He was crazy rich.
Yeah, they still are.
They are.
Goals. Anthony's.
Aren't you friends with them?
And Jeannie, yeah. They're just lovely people.
Give them a call.
I wish I played for Carlton so I could be hang out with the Pratts.
Very lovely people. Jeannie's one of the best.
What's that beautiful mansion they have?
It's Raheen.
Raheen. Yes. We all want to go to Raheen.
Beautiful.
Upstairs.
Do you get asked there for dinner?
Yeah, we've been there for dinner. Alex had a launch of her book there. We're looking for venues, and they said just have it at Raheen.
Okay, nice.